John Barilaro is on the same side of politics as Malcolm Turnbull, although today that may have been hard to tell. The leader of the National Party in the New South Wales State Parliament appeared on Sydney radio station 2GB. He said Mr Turnbull's claim that the Queensland state election last weekend wasn't affected by federal issues is ridiculous. Mr Barilaro soon gravitating to one federal issue in particular, the man who currently holds the Prime Ministership.
The Prime Minister is the problem. He should step down, allow for a clean out of what the leadership looks like federally, get on with governing the country, and whoever takes the reins going forward needs to make sure that they put the country and its people first.
Mr Barilaro says the federal government is in disarray and Mr Turnbull is out of touch. He says Mr Turnbull could give all Australians a Christmas present by quitting as Prime Minister before Christmas. Unsurprisingly, that's a gift Mr Turnbull doesn't want to provide. Appearing on Melbourne radio station 3AW, Mr Turnbull casts doubt on Mr Barilaro's motives for his attack. He says Mr Barilaro was just trying to appease his 2GB interviewer, influential Sydney broadcaster and noted Turnbull opponent, Alan Jones.
Well, it's odd. He's never raised these matters with me personally. I think what's going on is that he's on Alan Jones and he's just trying to ingratiate himself with Alan and telling him what he wants to hear. So that's what I think it's about.
Mr Turnbull's federal colleagues have rushed to his defence. His Liberal Party deputy, Julie Bishop, says Mr Turnbull is dealing with matters relevant to the Australian people and the party is not thinking of replacing him.
He has called a royal commission into the banking sector to ensure that there's stability and certainty in our banking sector, which affects every Australian who has a relationship with a bank or has superannuation funds. He's dealing with the issue of affordable and reliable energy. He's dealt with the issue of same-sex marriage. So Malcolm Turnbull is leading our nation and doing a very good job. This is not an issue that we're focusing on.
Others have been less circumspect, with Finance Minister Matthias Cormann essentially telling Mr Barilaro to mind his own business.
It's obviously, I just completely reject that proposition. It's clearly unhelpful. I suggest to the gentleman that I've never met that he focuses on his party room, the National Party room in New South Wales, and we'll focus on our party room at a federal level.
Communications Minister Mitch Fifield says Mr Barilaro's actions were cheap.
To get a run by whacking your own side requires no political skill. It's weak and it's lazy and it lacks character.
And just in case Mr Barilaro didn't get the message, his boss, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian, has released a statement supporting Malcolm Turnbull. But whilst the issue is inconvenient for the coalition, the federal opposition is enjoying it. Labor frontbencher Chris Bowen saying, due to his unpopularity, the opposition is happy for Mr Turnbull to stay as Prime Minister.
Well, Merry Christmas from the National Party, Prime Minister. Thanks for the Royal Commission. Now please quit. That's the message from the National Party. I'm going to do something very unusual here. I'm going to back Malcolm Turnbull. He might not have support in the National Party, he might not have support in the Liberal Party, but we in the Labor Party are more than happy for him to continue as leader of the Liberal Party right up to the next election. We'd be very delighted to have him as leader of the Liberal Party at the next election. He's got our support to do so. Even if he doesn't have the support of the Liberal or National parties, we're prepared to back Malcolm.